Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Tuesday evening, tomorrow afternoon, Chris Ruddy is going to be with us. Chris is the visionary behind Newsmax. Newsmax, just FYI, has now eclipsed all of the other TV news outlets. It's amazing what Chris has built. Absolutely brilliant, brilliant guy. And he'll be with us tomorrow afternoon. President Trump says Governor Cook, member of the Fed's Board of Governors, this Lisa Cook, she has to leave. He says that he's bouncing her off the Federal Reserve Board of Governors. She says, oh, no, I'm not going to go. I am going to fight you on this. And it'll probably wind up at the Supreme Court. Here's the situation as it's playing out. President Trump once again, is forcing leftists to defend positions and people involving either visible criminality or alleged criminality. This woman, Lisa Cook, is by training an economist, but she is actually a DEI race-obsessed person. She served on the Obama Council of Economic Advisors, and then I almost said Joe Biden nominated her. Whoever it was that was pulling Joe Biden's strings and operating his arms, making him look like a real boy, they nominated her. Yeah. Mm-hmm. During the nomination and the confirmation, a noted economics professor said, and I quote, there's very little on Dr. Cook's CV to suggest she knows the ins and outs of monetary policy. During her nomination hearing on February the 3rd, she listed one promising qualification, election to the board of the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago. But that had actually happened less than a month prior. On January 13th. Wow. Senator Mitch McConnell, not exactly a big Donald Trump supporter, said Professor Cook has no proven expertise in monetary economics at all, much less fighting inflation. Professor Cook is a proven partisan who has promoted left-wing conspiracy theories and called for a fellow academic to be fired because that person did not support defunding the police. She ultimately was able to squeak through the confirmation process when Kamala Harris, who was then playing the part of the vice president, cast the tie-breaking vote. Well, a little bit earlier this month, Bill Pulte, who heads up the Federal Housing Finance Agency, sent a criminal referral for Cook to the Justice Department. Now, you remember, I hope, Bill Pulte was one of my guests when I was blessed to broadcast from the White House a couple of months back. Bill Pulte said in a letter to the Attorney General, Pam Bondi, mortgage documents appear to indicate that Cook has, quote, falsified bank documents and property records to acquire more favorable loan terms, potentially committing mortgage fraud under the criminal statute. She has claimed primary residence status for a home in Ann Arbor, Michigan, as well as a home in Atlanta, Georgia, which would get her lower interest rates and more favorable loan terms. Well, you can't have two primary residences, hence the term primary. She took out a 15-year mortgage for $203,000 on the property in Ann Arbor, Michigan. 2 weeks after, she buys a condo in Atlanta, gets a 30-year mortgage for $540,000. And she claimed in the paperwork, according to this, that each of them was listed as her primary residence. Wow. Wow. President Trump was upset by it. He said it's inconceivable that you were not aware of your first commitment, meaning the first mortgage you got 2 weeks ago when you made the application for the second one. It's impossible that you intended to honor both of those. The Federal Reserve has tremendous responsibility for setting interest rates and regulating reserve and member banks. The American people must be able to have full confidence in the honesty of the members entrusted with setting policy and overseeing the Federal Reserve. President Trump said that, neither he nor the American people have confidence in her or her integrity as a result of her alleged deceitful and potentially criminal conduct in a financial matter. And pursuant to my authority, yada, 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 you are hereby removed from your position on the Board of Governors. She says, of course, hey, I'm not going anywhere. You don't have the right to fire me. So I'm not going anywhere. Well, it will be fascinating to see how this plays out. Does it wind up at the Supreme Court? Probably. Probably does. But in the meantime, I would again refer you to the fact that President Trump is, as we speak, playing chess. He is moving pieces around on the boards. Boards, multiple boards. Forcing people to defend either known criminals, suspected criminals, or alleged criminals. That's what President Trump is forcing Democrats to do right now. And the Democrats are too damn stupid, apparently, or simply too devoted to criminals, alleged, suspected, and known, to take a hot pass on it. They're right on board with it. The Democrats are now claiming, hey, we don't want you to make D.C. safer. We know it's a crime-filled crap hole, but it has to be a crime-filled crap hole. And when you get out at Union Station, you ought to think you're in a Cheech and Chong movie. The weed is so thick. Yeah, that's the way it should be. Instead, President Trump says, we're going to clean it up. And the Democrats are on the side of the criminals who make D.C. dangerous or made D.C. dangerous. Think about that. They're on the side of Kilmar Abrega Garcia, who, as we speak, is here in our beloved Commonwealth. He's down in Farmville. Hopefully not for long. Hopefully he'll be kicked out of the United States of America as quickly as possible. And I frankly don't care where he goes. If he's going to Uganda, then let him go. Pack him up. Got to go to Uganda. Bye. See ya. His attorney claims that's not fair because he doesn't speak the language that they speak in Uganda. What is the language they speak in Uganda? Right, English. Yep. I mean, you think about that. You think about that. What on earth were you doing for the 14 years you were here in the United States of America illegally? Illegally. You didn't have time to learn the language, or did you simply choose not to? You know, there's a difference. Somebody comes to the country as an adult, let's say. It's difficult to learn a foreign language. I get that. But when you come here as a 14-year-old illegally, and you don't learn the language in those 14 years, that says to me you have no interest in being part of this country. You have no interest in assimilating into the United States of America. That's the lesson there. He was offered the opportunity to go to Costa Rica, but he turned it down. Why? I don't know. At the very least, he could have spoken the language in Costa Rica, right? Other day, we heard all this news about the guys who are going to be cheerleaders in the NFL. Because people can just ruin anything, right? It's just crazy. But we now know that a dude who claims he's a dudette and has been a cheerleader for the Carolina Panthers has decided he's not coming back to be a cheerleader this year. He dresses as a woman, and, well, I don't know why, but, yeah. Oh, now he wants to be a sportscaster, and he's going to go back to school for that. Good luck. Nice job. I'm sure it'll just be dandy. I won't be watching you do that any more than I will be watching you as a cheerleader. God, if only folks could just leave a few things alone. You know what I mean? Just weird. Just weird. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Go down in flames. No! Say an intro, Swifty! Oh my gosh!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
But do you really love the players? Well, at least one of them, apparently. This Travis Kelce dude, he's a player. Oh, God. Mazel tov! I want to see him step on a glass. It's great. And write your name. Of course you'll write my name. You got a list like Santa, for God's sakes. You've written so many names on it. Please, who are you kidding? Darren from Hanover sends me a note here on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, Taylor Swift has written many breakup songs, but she's not yet had the chance to write any divorce songs. She's simply expanding her scope. You're right. You're right. This is for new material. We know all of her other songs. And I do mean we know all of her other songs. I met a guy, and he was kind of cute, and then we started dating, and things were okay, and then they weren't okay, and now he's dead to me, and I'm finding somebody new. Okay, thank you. Let's see, 434 says, Jeff, I've been to Uganda twice. It's quite nice. Kilmar Abrega Garcia should be quite happy there. Yeah, but he doesn't speak the language. Gosh. 14 years in the United States illegally, and he didn't learn English, and now apparently he's going to Uganda, where he won't be able to speak English. But right now he's in Farmville, so maybe, I don't know, maybe the nice people in Farmville will teach him English. Do you think there's going to be a caravan of hippy-dippy folks, say, from Monument Ave? You know, the same leftover hippies who sit out there and whatever the cause is. I mean, really, whatever the cause is, they're sitting there on their lawn chairs. They've got the signs, you know, we don't want ice in our drinks or I don't know, something like that. And we're in favor of this and in favor of that. And nobody should be able to use our bathroom. Oh, no, that was the other lady in Arlington, right? That was the Winsome Earl Sears can't drink out of the same water fountain as the Abigail Spamberger volunteer. Remember that? The white woman Good, upstanding liberal Democrat, by the way. Major part, apparently, of the Arlington Democrats and the Spamburger for Governor campaign. Announcing that since Winsome Earl Sears is black, she did not want her to drink out of the same water fountain. God. Can you imagine? It's the year 2025 and people think that it's okay. How can anybody imagine that? I mean, I just don't get that. I don't get that. But, you know, they're good, upstanding leftists, so they can say that. It's just awful. Just absolutely awful, awful, awful. All right, a couple of things that we will deal with. I promise you, President Trump forcing the left to defend criminals. And the left is happy to do it. Boy, oh boy, if that doesn't tell you everything you need to know, then you have not been paying attention. Tomorrow morning, 7:35, I'm going to be joining Rich Herrera on Richmond's Morning News. Hope you'll be tuning in for that. And tomorrow afternoon, longtime friend Chris Ruddy, the man behind Newsmax, joins us. It's 5:25, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon. Now, next week, all sorts of stuff going on, right? Monday is Labor Day, and I will not be here. Why? Because it's a holiday. I always find it funny, because we get these emails. Will you be taking this holiday off? And I'm thinking, yeah. Whatever it is, I'll be taking it off. Absolutely. I believe in holidays. And then it's also, just so you know, we're getting into the Jewish holidays, the high holidays, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah. So those will be two additional days that I shan't be here. And that's just the way that is. But I also am headed to New York next week, a week from tomorrow, in fact, for one of the big talk radio conferences up there. And I'm actually leading a panel. I just found out about this. I think it was, what's the day, Tuesday? Yeah, it was yesterday. And it's crazy to think, oh, yeah, you're going to be leading a panel. Uh-huh. You might have wanted to mention it, like, oh, I don't know, a month ago. But anyway, so I won't be here. But I'll bring back some information, I promise. It'll be great fun. And you and I will have the chance to talk about some of the things that I learn and hopefully share to make the experience here that much better. Tomorrow morning, Rich Herrera hosting Richmond's Morning News. That starts at 6 a.m. I will be joining Rich at 7:35. And for those reaching out saying, what are you going to be talking about with him? I have no idea, which is part of the fun. Sometimes you know what you're going to talk about. There's a certain issue or a certain event or blah, 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 which is fine. But when you just have a couple of guys who, you know, are friendly, get along, like each other, you can just kind of talk about anything. Did you see that the DNC spent more than $15 million on the Kamala Harris campaign expenses after the disaster the campaign ended? God. I mean, she lost in such epic fashion. Wouldn't you just think that they would say, hey, you know, this has got to be on you. You blew it. You blew it big time, and you could not possibly have done worse. So, no, we're not paying for anything but $15 million. Yep. All right. I want to share a couple of snippets here. Now, they're a little bit longer than I would ordinarily like. So, Germ, just be ready. I don't know that I'm going to let it roll as long as it is, but the first one actually comes from MSNBC. So let me, because I don't know how much longer I'll be able to do this. No, give you the warning about MSNBC. Because MSNBC is going away. They're renaming it. And do you think, though, do they still have the naming options open, Germ? Because I'm thinking crap in a box is a really good one. I'd like to offer that up for the good of the order. To rename MSNBC Crap in a Box. You think it would take? I think it would take. But anyway, the first one, let's talk about MSNBC. So take a sip, please. Whatever you're drinking, be it cold or hot or somewhere in between, sip it now, because I will not be responsible for you spitting it at your laptop or your windshield. Okay? All right, so everybody's ready? You're properly satiated? Cut number one, please.
5 o'clock here in New York. I'm Alicia Menendez in for Nicole Wallace. An incredible scene in the nation's capital this week when a crowd of residents drove away about a dozen ICE agents who were stationed at the Columbia Heights Metro Station. It is just one of the many scenes that show that Americans are not on board with Donald Trump's immigration crackdowns, which oftentimes are turning violent. These arrests, they are part of a show of force, and they are happening everywhere. Even outside of schools. Schools, yesterday in Encinitas, California, a father was detained after dropping his kid off in the morning at Parkdale Elementary School. The superintendent alerting the school community that, quote, this incident was witnessed by family, community members, staff, and students, causing fear and trauma across our district. The fear instilled across the country, it shows no signs of slowing down.
As these families are being ripped apart from one another, as masked agents are standing in the hallways, literally taking people out, they're trying to do the right thing by showing up to their immigration hearings. Many of them have ongoing asylum cases. Many of them are being told to come back by a judge for future hearings, whether it's in a month or 2 months or a year or 2 years. And these agents are ripping them out of the hallways and putting them into a secretive room on one of the floors in the detention centers and then being immediately deported. Karen Bass said something, the mayor of Los Angeles, as those raids started in L.A. at the beginning of the summer. This is a petri dish, I'm paraphrasing, but this is basically coming to a city near you. And Eric Adams has made the choice now to speak out against the Trump administration and what they're doing here in the courthouses in Lower Manhattan. I promise you, it's not just going to be in Miami and in Los Angeles and in Washington, D.C. With $175 billion or whatever the number is that they got at ICE. This is coming to communities all across America with Democratic and Republican mayors.
Excellent.
And just like there's no Democratic and Republican way to take out the trash, as LaGuardia famously said about what goes on in New York, there is not a particular Democratic or Republican way to deal with your own citizens, even if they're undocumented, being ripped out of your communities.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry, I can't. Because I'm going to have dinner in like 20 minutes, and I don't want to be nauseous. Everything that Talking Head number two just said is completely and totally untrue. Just for the record, nobody was yanked out of a hallway in a classroom. There were no secretive rooms and nobody was immediately deported. And this whole idea of somehow breaking up families, and it's so unique and so terrible if it happens when the crime is illegally entering the United States. And then the last thing he says, well, they're taking away your citizens, even if they're, you know, they're not documented. Listen, Pinhead, that is the very definition of not being a citizen. Now, you can call it undocumented. You know what I call undocumented? When I walk out of the house and I forget my wallet, that's undocumented. What you are talking about are people who are in the country illegally. Illegally. Against the law. There's a huge difference. And this idea that families should not be broken up because one or two or ten of them happen to be criminals is absurd. Every single day around America, in fact, around the world, people who commit crimes are incarcerated. They are taken away from their families. It's just the way it is. It is such nonsense. Garbage that comes from folks. And this idea that it's bad that ICE will be coming to a community near you, I got news for you. I welcome them. By all means, I think that the city of Richmond, which, as you know, under LeVar Stoney, declared itself to be a sanctuary city for criminals, for illegal aliens, ICE should absolutely be active in the city of Richmond. You betcha. And what does that do for the not-so-new mayor, Dr. Donny Avuli? Well, I don't know. He would have to satisfy his left-wing base, of course, so he would be against it. But given what it is that he has done and hasn't done, I don't know. I think it could be quite interesting to see what happens if ICE, in fact, steps up its activity in the city of Richmond. People were freaking out, including the 87 Democrats who were running for Congress against Rob Whitman, because ICE, as they have for years, was down in Chesterfield County at the courthouse. In fact, as ICE is at courthouses around America. And you remember the ridiculous photos? Was it Channel 8? I think it was Channel 8 that had the absurd photos they posted. Not in any way related to Chesterfield or the Chesterfield County Courthouse or anything else. But again, I mean, just all designed to, well, whip up this fervor that's anti-ICE. I don't get it. I just don't get it. We've got a little bit more. Target is tanking. You know what Target should do to boost their numbers? It just occurred to me. They should open one of these newly remodeled Cracker Barrels inside each and every one of the Target stores around America. And I would say just outfit it exclusively with Bud Light. What could possibly go wrong? 545, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. All right. I hate to admit it. I actually love that song. Okay, there you go. No, let it play. I love that one. Shake, 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 shake. Shake it off. Shake it off. Doot, doot, doot. Doot, doot, doot. Mm-hmm. All right, that's that. I see, I don't dislike Taylor Swift at all. I don't even dislike her music. To me, it's like a potato chip, right? Exactly zero nutritional value, but, you know, it's still tasty. And I like watching her perform. She's a very talented dancer and performer, and she puts on a show. I guess my only... I don't actually know every word. Hate. All right, okay, fine. I know every word. You happy? Shake it off. Shake it off. Yeah. That being said, all right, let me get back to my my adult grown-up phase here where I can yell at all the young people to get off my lawn and turn that stuff down. But I'm not in that age group where I'm dating, enjoying it, breaking up, and then moving on. And her entire catalog is comprised of, I met a guy, we dated, we had a good time, we broke up, he's a miserable SOB who's now dead to me, and now I'm going to go find another guy. That's fine. But now, getting married?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
What happens then? Because if she just devolves into nothing but love songs, you know who's going to be miserable? Her fans. Right? All of the teenage girls with all of the teenage angst who comprise most of her audience, the 18, 19-year-old young ladies, they are going to be livid that all she's cranking out are positive love songs. Just telling you. So we'll see. All right, today is National Dog Day, and on behalf of the two canine units which reside here at Casa Cats, Charlie and Pixie, I wish you a very, very happy National Dog Day. Yep. I love dogs. I am not my dog's parent. Oh, you've become a dog dad. No, I got three actual children. Last thing I need are more. So, no, I get it, but I do love the pups. And Pixie, at least, is a major part of this program. You know, poor Jeremy. I think Jeremy sometimes actually is sticking pins into his Pixie voodoo doll. Because it's the only way that Jeremy gets promoted from executive producer to senior executive producer is, you know, if something bad happens to Pixie, because she's the senior executive producer of the program. It's terrible, but anyway. And can I, you know, here it is, National Dog Day. And if you've got a puppy of some sort, give it a hug. And, you know, if you're a cat person, I mean, they're not as good as dogs. They might be smarter, but they're not as good. You know, hug your cat as well. But I've got a friend of mine. I'm not going to mention her name, but she's a great lady. And in fact, she's been on this program many times. And she's just she's a sweetheart. And tomorrow she has to put down her dog. It's just awful. It's just, you know, this is why I think you give the dogs the scraps from the table every once in a while. They did some of the math. You know how it's like, oh, 7 years for a dog, or 1 year for a dog is 7 years, or 1 year for a person is 7 years, so whatever. But when you do the math and you extrapolate it, fundamentally it works out to this. 1 day in the life of your dog is equal to a week in your life. Now, the numbers are all sort of rounded up or rounded down. It's not exact math, but you think about that. So you have the chance to make your dog happier. I would take it. I really would. That's why our dogs sleep in the bed and they get lots of treats. All right. Target. Yep. Target is having problems. And, well, just like Cracker Barrel and Bud Light and all of these other go woke, go broke operations, couldn't really happen to nicer people. But PBS, remember them? I thought they were going out of business without my tax dollars. I guess they were able to sell a few more of those obnoxious tote bags, but they're still around. Cut number two.
Retailer Target is reeling. Sales have stalled, its stock price has plunged, and the company faces growing backlash months after rolling back its diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI, initiatives. A boycott led by our next guest slowed store traffic nationwide and is among the factors that pushed longtime CEO Brian Cornell to step down after 11 years. Now, Target is scrambling to reset its image and strategy.
Mm-hmm. Good luck! I wish you good luck. Again, I want to help. You know, I'm a helpful guy. People sometimes miss that about me. I'm a helpful guy. So my suggestion to Target is in those sections where you used to sell the transgender bathing suits for toddlers, clear all of that stuff out. Put a brand new Cracker Barrel restaurant in there with the brand new Cracker Barrel logo, and then figure out a way to sell beer, but make sure the only beer you're selling is, in fact, Bud Light. And I'm telling you, that is an absolute recipe for the rebirth of Target. I mean, seriously, can we say it all together, each and every one of us? What could possibly go wrong? It's amazing to me when you have companies intentionally shoot themselves in the foot, lose billions of dollars in capitalization, and then say, now what? Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., Rich Herrera is going to be here. I don't know if he talks, whatever it is. Pay attention at 6 a.m. At 7:25, I will be joining Rich to talk, probably about talking. And then tomorrow afternoon, Chris Ruddy, the genius behind Newsmax, joins us. Have a fantastic evening. God willing, we get the chance to do it all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Good grief.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.